One book that I just finished is called Sweetland. This is a book of short stories by Will Weaver, and his stories are great. My favorite story was called A Gravestone Made of Wheat, and this is the actual foundation for the movie Sweetland, which we have it on DVD at the library. It's about a woman who comes to the United States at about the time of World War I and marries a man who has a farm, and it's what happens after their marriage and how she's treated since she is German and the U.S. is at war with Germany. It's a very touching story, and I actually enjoyed all of his stories, and I'm not really much of a short story reader, but I did find these very, very enthralling stories. And again, the name of that is Sweetland by Will Weaver. One book you might enjoy looking at, even though it's not the weather for it right now, is called Shed Chick: Outdoor Buildings for Work, Rest, and Play. And this is by Sally Coulthard. And I really like how this woman discusses the different sheds and their uses, not just for storing tools in, but like kind of like little getaways and places to relax. So it's not just your normal how to build a shed book, but it gives you ideas of different ways that sheds can be used on your property. And again, the name of that is Shed Chick by Sally Coulthard. Another book that's a little bit to dream about is A Shelter in the Garden: Playhouses, Treehouses, Gazebos, Sheds, and Other Outdoor Structures. And this is by Pierre Nessman. And again, I like the different ideas that are presented for things that are in your yard or your garden. Not just your run-of-the-mill ideas, but you might get some fresh ideas, and winter is a good time to dream about these kind of things and plan ahead. And again, the name of that is A Shelter in the Garden by Pierre Nessman. With the new year, your resolution might be to clean your house up or clean your work area, and the name of a book I just finished is called Simplify Your Space, Create Order and Reduce Stress by Marcia Ramsland. I felt this book was somewhat oversimplified, but she takes you through your house room by room, and she has four things that she asks you to do. The first thing is to create a plan, what you're going to do in that room, approach it by sections, lighten up and let go, and manage it simply, so that not only do you get it cleared up, but you keep it that way by doing these simple things every day. And again, the name of that is Simplify Your Space by Marcia Ramsland. We have a new book called Wise Women by Joyce Tennyson. And what she did was she interviewed all different women that they were at least 50 years old, and they gave things that they've learned from life. They talk about all kinds of different things, and she interviews all different women in their walks of life. Some are dancers, some are politicians, and you get a wide variety of ideas that women have used to cope with their lives and what they've found works for them to be happy. And again, the name of that is Wise Women by Joyce Tennyson. A beautiful cookbook that we got is called Celebrate. It's a cookbook for 43 celebrations and 350 recipes. And it's by Sheila Lukens. And she takes different holidays like St. Patrick's Day, and she'll go through a whole meal, and there might be the corned beef and cabbage, and she'll even recommend what dishes to use and what kind of beverage to have. It's a complete meal for the occasion. She also goes through a graduation or Passover, different holidays. It's a beautiful book with lots of colored pictures. And again, that's Celebrate by Sheila Lukens. One book that we have at the library that's full of beautiful photographs is called Come Back 2.0, Up Close and Personal. And this is by Lance Armstrong, and he tells about when he decided to come back and do the Tour de France again. And this is pretty much the book is almost entirely photographs of him in training, in the race. I don't always agree with Lance Armstrong's philosophy on life, but it is interesting to see how much cycling really is his life. Again, the name of it is Come Back 2.0, Up Close and Personal. There's a new detective story by Marcia Mueller. Her detective is Sharon McCone, and this is really written in a different sort of way for a detective story. And it starts out where the detective, Sharon McCone, is shot in the head, and she can't move. She can't speak. She is very aware of everything that's going on around her, but she just can't communicate until finally someone discovers that she is in there. She can blink her eyes. So she helps solve the crime from her hospital bed. Anyway, it's very different, and it's very enjoyable, and it's called Locked In by Marcia Mueller. We have a book called Survival Stories, Memoirs of Crisis, and this is edited by a woman called Catherine Rhett. Now, Catherine Rhett is a teacher of creative writing, and she found that in her classes, people who wrote the most passionately were writing about times in their life that were really a crisis to them, whether it be divorce or an accident or a death in the family. And so she decided to teach a course and have everyone in the course only write about crises. She was amazed at the writing that came out of that course. The editor is correct. These people write with passion about things that really affected their lives. Some of the stories I didn't think fit in the collection. One of them was by Jamaica Kincaid, and she writes about growing up in a country and how the country is run by the British and how she hated that. I didn't feel like that was a crisis, but anyway, that was the only thing I didn't like about the book. I did think that people were so clear in their writing about their feelings. And again, the name of that is Survival Stories, Memoirs of Crisis. There's a new book called Party Dips, 50 Zippy, Zesty, Savory, Tasty, Tempting Dips by Sally Sampson. And these dips are incredible. They're divided up into sections: smooth dips, chunky dips, cheesy dips. There are a couple of examples that I thought were cute. One of them is Judith Shaw's Dip for Watch Your Weight Freaks. And it's just chopped up vegetables. And I thought it was kind of cute. And then there's another one called Joey Steinberg's Cookie Dip, which is softened ice cream with peanut butter in it. And the thing that's interesting about this book is they not only give the recipe for the dip, they tell you, the author tells you what things go good with it. So if what type of cracker or what type of vegetable is the best to go with the dip. And it has beautiful photographs, very simple instructions. And again, the name of it is Party Dips. A beautiful seafood cookbook that we just received is called Cooking with the Seafood Steward by Gary Rayner Puetz. And I like his simplicity in his recipes, but he has some interesting flavor combinations, and he goes through all different kinds of seafood, which is great for us here in Haines because we have such an abundance of fresh seafood. And again, the name of that is Cooking with the Seafood Steward by Gary Rayner Puetz. Another little book that we just received is called Blessings, Reflections on Gratitude, Love, and What Makes Us Happy. And this is essays that were first published in Good Housekeeping magazine. It's the last page in the magazine. Different women write about their feelings about life, and I really liked this book. It's very easy to read, and my favorite story was called Kindness on Credit It's the last story. And one thing that's interesting is they sometimes have pictures of the authors of the essays and their families. And again, the name of that is Blessings, Reflections on Gratitude, Love, and What Makes Us Happy.